Lesson 9A. Exercises 4 and 5.
Hey, Bella. Do you want to come shopping with me tomorrow?
I don't think I can, Alice. I can't afford it. I've spent too much money on music and clothes lately, and my mum would be cross. She thinks I waste my pocket money on things I don't really need.
But it's sale time. We can shop around for fantastic bargains. I've been saving up for some boots, and they're on special offer now.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on. I'll lend you some money if you like.
That's probably not a good idea. I don't like being in debt.
Don't be silly. I'm your friend. You can pay me back whenever. Remember that blue dress that you liked? Well, there are huge reductions in that shop. I'm sure that dress has 70% off now.
Really? That is a bargain. I don't know when I can pay you back, though.
Didn't you say that your aunt wanted to buy you a late birthday present? Can't you ask her for some money? Or she could pay for the dress.
That's not a bad idea. I'd forgotten about that.
So that's decided. Shall we go tomorrow?
Okay, then. I could always just try it on, couldn't I?
See? That dress looks great on you. I told you.
I love it. And what a bargain. Can I borrow the money then?
Of course. Here you are.
I hope my mum won't be cross. If she is, I can always take it back and get a refund.
I'm sure you can, if you keep your receipt. Come on, let's pay at that till over there.
I'd like to buy this dress, please.
Certainly. Are you paying in cash or by credit card?
Cash, please. Can I bring it back if I change my mind?
I'm sorry. There are no refunds or exchanges on sale goods. We've nearly sold out of that dress, and we aren't going to get any more stock in.
Oh, dear. I'll take it anyway.
Okay. And here's your change.
Thank you. Oh, well. I just hope Mum isn't cross with me.